to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hello and welcome back to part two of this two-part episode with Dr. Nick Delgado on the topic of acne, both for young adults and us grown-ups. If you haven't listened to part one, please go back and listen to that as it'll certainly make the flow of information much easier to consume. Enjoy this episode with Dr. Nick Delgado.
My first question to you is, when we're looking at men, young men or men that are older that are in the fitness space or not, is this is this testosterone syndrome, if you will, the fact that they're getting this increase in estrogen, is it strictly those people who are on testosterone therapy that are taking testosterone, or can it also be because my understanding is all those things you talked about, you know, the toxins that we're exposed to every day in our homes, in our water, in skincare, in the shampoo that we're using, all of that stuff can be affecting us and affecting our, I hope I'm saying this right, affecting our estrogen levels. So is it just that men that are taking testosterone supplementation are experiencing this, you know, estrogen overload and the skin problems? Or can it also be that just young men and older men could experience high estrogen just because of our environment and all those other things you mentioned, our diet, our lifestyle, toxins in the air, and so on?
You hit it right on the nose, Kelly. It's not just bodybuilders and football players and elite athletes taking, you know, these androgen super physiologic levels, the Barry Bonds levels that make them superhuman. No, it's the average guy. It's young teenagers. They're exposed on a daily basis to this very potent molecule that seeps into the skin. It gets into their diet. It gets into their water. Of course, they don't use cosmetics, most young guys, right? But but the reality is they're exposed to so much estrogen that the body, because estrogen is so much more dominant than testosterone, is kind of like having the big brother and the little sister, and the dominant brother comes home and he's kind of aggressive and mean, you know, and he just overwhelms the whole household, you know. But it takes the cool uncle to step in and kind of clear the situation and calm things down. And that's what estroblock does. It kind of gets balance back to the family, back to the hormonal balance. You see, we're an orchestra, and it's all about hormones. We're an orchestra of hormones. They have to be perfectly balanced to have ideal, perfect radiant skin, to have good, healthy, lean, muscular bodies, you know, like young kids as they're growing up and participating in sports, but they don't all participate in sports. But sports itself isn't enough to clear up this harmful acne problem, this problem with hormonal imbalances and estrogen dominance. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of one of these guys where they wonder, well, Nick, why did you produce 8 different products that help to control acne and hormonal imbalance? Well, it turns out that as I delve deeper and deeper into the subject, and I realize that our award-winning product, the initial EstroBlock product that helped so many people, I realized that some people were overweight, or they had problems, like in a man, they developed prostate problems as they get older. It turned out it wasn't DHT or testosterone causing the prostate problems. It turns out the medical literature is finally starting to come around, and urologists are finally starting to hear about this. It's estrogen. My gosh, it's estrogen that overloads the prostate. And this is new evidence, and it's coming about quickly. But I also noticed that the very same products that help these young men to clear up their skin protects them for a lifelong of problems that may be related to their prostate, which is one of the leading causes of cancer, prostate cancer, not just prostate enlargement. And it certainly can help with their belly fat and balding hair. That's why I came out with DHT Block, because here was a product that I discovered that could not only help with estrogen dominance, it could calm down what's called DHT. DHT, dihydrotestosterone, is 7 times more potent than testosterone itself. It's like the super steroid. I mean, it's like this massively potent hormone that's in men and women. And generally, most doctors don't notice that it's the key problem with acne. Why? Because circulating DHT levels are fairly narrow in their range. Where it shows up is it gets pushed into the skin. And when DHT gets into the skin, It forms an oily situation. That oily situation brings some bacteria to the area. The bacteria festers. The white blood cells come to that area, and now you have your first whitehead or pimple breakout. And then from a pimple, it gets worse. It gets aggravated, and people are scrubbing their skin with soaps and, you know, harsh chemicals. And the reality is it's internal. It's internal. So yeah. I create DHT block, and guess what? Not only did DHT block help kids with their skin, guess what? The hair growth on top of their head, you know, in areas, you know, that T-zone that they get the acne, like on the forehead, like forming along the nose, that's a sign that they have androgen DHT acne. It's related. And so we have to calm that down with DHT block. So we created a hormonal quiz at our website, DelgadoProtocol.com, and there's going to be a special landing page related to acne itself. But specifically, I'm just saying that people can take this simple couple question quiz on each of the seven hormones that relate to acne. And then I have a video that explains step by step what to do and how to go about the solution. Which of the eight products? Some people get kind of what's called an acne, annihilate acne pack with three different products, kind of a shotgun approach because maybe they're not sure what kind of acne they have. But when they answer the questions, it kind of hones in on, have you heard of PCOS? PCOS is another problem that can cause acne.
You know, I was diagnosed with PCOS as well. And I've told you, when I think back to some of the treatment and the wrong paths that I've been sent down, because I was back then, I was not an advocate for my health. I did not push back. And I went to my doctor or my OBGYN with my symptoms, and they went to solve the symptoms with what they know best: birth control pills, spironolactone, more antibiotics. And all of this stuff was making me worse and worse and worse. And I see it now and I'm like, oh my God, luckily I have a wonderful doctor now. My question for you, we're talking a lot about estrogen, and this is fascinating because incidentally, earlier this year, about 8 weeks ago, when I just had my blood work updated, my estrogen was elevated. And, you know, I was talking to my doctor about, again, we took me off spironolactone. He didn't know I was still on that. And we've been working, and I've been doing a lot of research on estrogen dominance. And so all of the stuff you're saying makes sense. You know, when you've answered some of the most recent questions, you've been talking about kids. And I just want to make sure for everybody listening, everything you've researched about estrogen, it's not just for young adults, right? This is also applicable for adult onset acne. Which would you say that most adult onset acne, if you're getting it in your 30s or 40s or 50s, and yes, you can get it in your 30s, 40s, 50s, that's hormonal related as well, and likely is also related to estrogen, the same as for kids?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people don't realize, like you said, people think of acne during the menstrual cycle, during puberty. I mean, of course, you're going to see a spike in hormonal acne in both young boys and young girls. That's clearly a spike area. But what they don't realize is that, as I mentioned, and you brought up your levels of high estrogen levels in your blood work. And if I may comment, most doctors get kind of focused on just the blood work, but the top European experts that I've been trained with by the top anti-aging experts in the world, and I'm probably the fourth most followed anti-aging doctor in the world at the worldhealth.net, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So doctors around the world, over 26,000 physicians follow my articles and blogs and videos and subscribe to my YouTube channel. But, you know, I'm really fascinated that when we start doing what's called a 24-hour urine hormone test, it picks up five other estrogens besides just your typical estradiol and estriol and estrione, which is called E1, E2, E3. And so we pick up what's called this ratio of these estrogen metabolites that exert oftentimes even more harmful effects on the body. And women, as they get older, you mentioned 25, 30, 35, 40, 40, 50, they have a shift to less of the healthy kind of estrogen called estriol. And we see this shift that shows up in the 24-hour urine. And you got to collect every single urine that you actually go to the restroom, pee, and you collect in a cup and pour it over to this container from morning till the next morning. But 24 hours measures the total load of estrogen, not just the single blood draw that picks up that level at that moment. You know, and of course, they want you to check it at a certain time during the menstrual cycle, when we're doing 24-hour urine, because we want to see at that cycle. But even postmenopausal women, of course, their hormone levels are dropping drastically, but they're still exposed to xenoestrogens and toxic chemicals and GMOs and all these things that wreak havoc. We call them endocrine disruptors. Mm-hmm. And it just, for me, when I have a person go to our website and they click and get the hormonal 24-hour kit, most of them want to do the simple saliva kit for estrogens and androgens and 10 different hormones. It's cool because they can just spit in a tube and we can get their kind of general levels. But if you really want to hone in on what's going on, that 24-hour urine hormone kit is so valuable. It's kind of the next step after a blood test because the blood test will measure sex hormone binding globulin. And if it's really low, that's one sign or one cause of high androgen levels. And so with a change in supplements, a change in diet, we can fix that. But the urine test shows us what else is going on. And that's where the liver comes in. And digestive acne and liver acne and adrenal acne, because we measure 38 different hormones in the urine and we can figure out each step all the way down to PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. I've kind of been coined the world expert on these subjects. And I guess just because I had estrogen dominance, I maybe never told you, but when I was in my 20s, I was trying to bulk up to play football and I got really big. I never took steroids. You know, a lot of my colleagues and friends in their 20s were taking steroids. I didn't take them, but I thought if I ate enough of certain foods, enough proteins, I'd get real big. And I did. And all the hormones and the meats and stuff, I got really big. And I'd eat, I won't even go into all the stuff I ate, but I got to over 220 pounds. I'm only 5'8". I wanted to play linebacker and I had a TIA, a transient ischemic attack. So I was very young when I had high blood pressure for 4 years while I was in high school. I had a TIA and then I was overweight and I had estrogen doms and I had skin problems. I was dancing on American Bandstand as a teenager and I was just horrified when pimples would break out and I was on a close-up on the cameras, you know, national television, imagine, right? So that's why I've become so kind of focused on this whole thing of helping kids and adults to balance their hormones because I've been through it all myself and I corrected it. I'm in the peak of health now in my 60s and my hormone levels, I check on a regular basis. I mean, I do my urine test, my saliva, my blood, and all my clients that work with me on a close basis and my staff that work with our clients, we know that you kind of got to get that benchmark. You got to get that sweet zone. You don't want hormones too high, nor do you want them too low. Because being too low as you age can have some negative effects as well.
It is. And the more, for everybody that's listening, the more that you start to understand this. I mean, I've gone through phases and even just recently, there are certain things like cortisol that I've understood more. You know, you hear cortisol and people go, oh, it's tied to stress. I know it has something to do with weight gain, but they really don't understand it. The more that you read and you start to listen and learn about all of these things, our hormones, our adrenals, everything, how everything is connected and how it is. You need to fine tune it. And it is work, it is effort, but you know what? It's absolutely worth it because I've started to really take a lot of this stuff seriously and become very collaborative with my doctor, my dietitian, and the lifestyle changes, the food changes, some of the particular hormonal support medications I'm taking, it's making an effect. And wow, to see that after a couple of years of just, you know, every step forward, it was one step forward, four steps back for me, to really suddenly feel like you're moving forward is amazing. I want to ask you one last question. We're totally going over, as I do with every guest that I ever interview, but I want to ask one question in closing, and we will definitely do, I think, maybe a part two on this acne series, because I feel like we just scratched the surface. But we talked a lot about estrogen, and I think one thing that's very common, particularly on the female side, when ladies are going into a dermatologist, their parents are taking them in, or women, you know, they're going in for PCOS, it seems like the answer that a lot of docs or dermatologists have is go on the pill. Is it my understanding, when you are going on the pill, I mean, there's myriad damages to your hormones and women don't have any idea, but is it from an estrogen perspective, when you are going on the pill, you are manipulating and likely heavily increasing your levels of estrogen? Is that right or no?
Here's the interesting thing. And yes, the pill or the birth control pill, oral contraceptives, have multiple side effects. Initially, it works because it increases this special sex hormone binding globulin, SHBG. And we're one of the few clinics and doctor groups that measures this test on every blood test we do. We require it because it really is the carrier of estrogen androgen, testosterone. It carries about 17 different hormones throughout the body. And so once sex hormone binding globulin increases as kind of just a fluke, they discovered just because the body feels this overload of estrogen from the pill, the body produces more of this binding globulin. It increases and then indirectly it attaches to the testosterone DHT. I figured out the mechanism and then I figured out, well, there's a supplemental intervention that does the same without the side effects. Remember, the pill can cause unnecessary weight gain, depression, irritability, loss of libido, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, infertility, breast cancer, just to name a few. And so what we've brought forth to the community, I'm hoping every dermatology office headed up by Dr. Sonia, who's one of the top board certified dermatologists, my co-author, you know, our subtitle to our book is Natural Lifelong Solutions for Clearing Hormonal Acne. So we're just kind of dedicated to helping people and doctors get educated about this elegant and simple and effective lifelong solution, because I don't know of anything more troubling than someone to see your face and you have to cover it up with makeup and just to be embarrassed, and with guys going through it, not just gals. And, you know, and then there's all these subgroups. Like you said, we've just scratched on the surface. There's cortisol, there's thyroid acne, there's testosterone, there's estrogen dominance, there's digestive, there's liver acne. So I've discovered each of the steps to solve these problems. And so the good news is there is a solution. It's effective. And we should include in your show notes, on your podcast notes, a link, you know, with your name included. So when they link, you know, they'll come from your show, your listeners, and we'll give them a special offer, a packet besides the free hormone quiz, but we'll come up with some special discount. Let's just say it's like 10% off our biggest discounted product pack. And, you know, they start off with it, you know, if it's like whatever it is, $89, 10% off it. And we'll just make sure they get to try our three best-selling hormonal balancing products for the skin. Their skin, at very best, will come out radiant and healthy, and they'll be a customer of ours and thankful to you that we've introduced your audience to such a simple program of, it's all about the hormones. And, you know, I've been preaching this for probably going on 40 years now, but people are finally starting to listen to me because we know that people need this solution and they're sick and tired of drugs and chemicals and side effects. And I'm the first to say, sure, if you want a quick solution, use those interventions. But if you want a elegant, long-term solution that works almost as quick as those solutions, I think people are right now wanting to get to the cause of the problem. Don't you think, Kelly?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, I think about all the times that I would see, and I'm certainly not going to name names, partially because I can't remember it, but there's a couple of brands and they would have these, you know, infomercials on TV, and they would have two women in lab coats and they would say, oh, we found out the solution for acne. And I remember once I understood, because for years, I just grew up in my early 20s saying, oh, my skin's oily, that's why I have acne. I've got to avoid any makeup that has oil in it. I've got to, you know, put all this, you know, I would just buy all these over-the-counter products that were drying and drying my skin. And I started to understand back then, the more you dry your skin out, the more your skin is going to start to produce more oil, which really defeats the whole purpose. But then these, you know, products would come out and they'd be like, people would go, oh, I'm doing this. And it was a subscription model, you know, and they would be paying hundreds of dollars a month for this stuff. And they'd say, oh, well, our product is different because it's salicylic acid. I'm like, it's still acid. And all you're doing is working on the surface. Like you said, when you understand, you can scrub your face and your back and your neck as hard as possible. You can put as much drying medication, but if it's not fixed, what's coming out, it took me a while to understand that what's coming out on your skin, whether it's on your face or your neck or your chest or your arms or your back, it's a reflection of what's going on inside. And you can put all the crap on it. You can scrape it off with a knife. If you don't fix what's down underneath, it's going to come back. And as somebody who has been on probably four courses of Accutane in my life, and I'm horrified by what that's done to my body, every time it came back. So it wasn't until I've started to dig to the core. And yes, you're right, Nick. There's definitely, we're seeing that more and more people, and this is what you and I are both passionate about, getting people to understand that quite often our bodies can heal themselves. Quite often it is lifestyle changes that we can make, not just buying a pill that can fix us. There are certain medications or creams or natural holistic options, obviously, like what you've developed, right? That can work because you're addressing, you've done the research. You aren't out there creating some fast fat-burning pill because you know that people will buy it whether it works or not. You've done the research. You have figured this out. And it makes sense. The more that we've talked about all these hormonal issues on the show, everything you're saying makes sense. And for everybody listening, you know, if you listen to this show or other shows, go out and start doing some research. Just start doing some Googling on estrogen dominance and start doing some Googling from a man's perspective on estrogen dominance and what that relates, what causes it. And you'll start to go, okay, this could be right. And I definitely encourage you, we're going to link up to everything that Nick said in the show notes. And how generous of you. Thank you, Nick, for giving our audience, you know, a discount to be able, I will be honest with you and you guys, we did not plan to say this. Nick had no idea I was about to say this, but as I shared with you, Nick, I'm working with my doctor on my estrogen. My estrogen has been very high. And because of my skin background with dealing with spironolactone and all that, I want to follow up with you because I think I'd like to circle this in with my doctor. I think I should be taking some of your products as well. And I think that he would agree because it sounds like what you've done is right up my alley and right up a lot of people's alley that are listening to the show. So you and I will talk about that after. But thank you so much. Is there where, just to wrap up, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you online, where they can find out about this product. When is your book going to be out? And then we'll have you back on the show and we'll continue the series on acne.
Oh yes. The book is out right now, Kelly, Acne Be Gone for Good. They can do a search for books on Amazon by Dr. Nick Delgado. Okay. They can go to our website, delgadoprotocol.com, or call our office, 866-319-0566. The ebook's only $2.99. And I know the printed book just came out on Amazon. I think it's at $8.99 or so. And if they just please leave a review, because the book's brand new and it just came out, and we're just so excited. You have no idea how much work and effort my whole team has put in the dedication of the solution to this troubling problem. And it's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, because once you solve acne, you can only imagine the other benefits of reduced body fat, improved energy, better physical fitness, better sexual function. I mean, the list, I know I almost sound like an infomercial when I talk about it, and it's a little embarrassing. I go, what can I say but the truth? Because this is the life I've lived and the clients I have and the success. Just look on the over 800 reviews we have on Amazon about our products. We have no reviews on the book yet because it just came out. So we're so excited, but I thank the opportunity, Kelly, to be on your show. And I look forward to being the solution for you as well, because, you know, it's not about me. It's about me guiding people to what they need to know. I only wish when I was young, I had the solution, and I had to struggle for, you know, a better part of 40 years of my life to come up with these answers and solutions and simple steps. But I just put myself back in my place when they, what I would have done if I was young, what I would have told myself when I was young at my age now. And in this book, we've told it all. And in our acne bootcamp at delgadoprotocol.com, it's 54 segments. I know we kind of went overboard, but we went into it. And Dr. Sonia, when we were done, she goes, oh my gosh, this is better than any university medical course, education course, but you made it simple and informative. And we actually read the book on the acne bootcamp. So if people don't like reading books, just listen to it at our acne bootcamp. And it's on special right now, the online course. They should look it up while it's still on special. It's I think it's like $27 regular, $197, and the whole acne bootcamp with all 54 segments. And they can jump around and listen to segments and jump ahead and chat and ask questions. So, you know, we don't want people to jump in and just have to use products because we said they're great. We want people to know how they work, why they work, and maybe a mother's listening for her daughter, or, you know, maybe their son. And I have a family, like whole families that use the product now, and you know, mixed with boys and girls. And you know, they just, gosh, you know, we don't have to deal with this pain of acne anymore. anymore. We don't have to deal with pimples. And when you mention salicylic acid in passing, you know, it's the only drug approved to use the word acne, because acne is a medical term. It's kind of like a drug claim. So we had to include a small percentage of salicylic acid in acne, annihilate acne cream. It's kind of humorous because we know all the other herbs are actually doing the action. And I asked my biochemist, what's the minimum amount we can put in so it doesn't really dry the skin harshly? And he said, well, we can do this, and then we can still use the word. So the system and the book and the boot camp, and that's why we call it estroblock.com, because we can't use the word acne, because there's no, you know, salicylic acid in the acne pill, the estroblock pill. So I hope you all understand all that, but it'll be fun.
Well, I had no idea. And I was just, I remember, you know, at the time that I thought this solution to acne was what you put topically on your skin. And I used to think, oh, well, this product is superior and that's why it's working. And it's not that so I'm glad that you brought that up, because I wasn't saying that ingredient is a negative. It's just that what you're putting on your skin, just like I'm learning, I'm dealing with excessive headaches, and I've read a great book about headaches, and headaches can be annihilated, but with again, lifestyle changes and food changes. But it's the answer is not to just live on Excedrin, you know, which is what I've done for years. That gets rid of the headache, but it doesn't get rid of what's causing the headache. So, you know what I love? I'm just going to say this in closing, Nick. First of all, thank you for having you back on the show. But I love that I think you are like the man version of me, because the only one I know that gets, I don't want to say the only one, but you are as excited, excitable, and passionate about what you do and helping others as I am. It's screaming through the interview. So I love that. And I took so many notes. I definitely want to follow up with you. I think I should be starting some of these protocols myself. We'll talk offline about that. But for everybody listening, you know, feel free. Nick and I are going to be doing a slew of shows on this topic as well as others. Any questions that you have that you would like us to cover in future episodes, you can email podcast@fitfluential.com. You can also use that same email if you're interested in sponsoring future episodes of Fitfluential Radio, or if you would like to nominate somebody that we interview on the show. We are taking applications for interviews for 2019. We're booked through the rest of this year. But for everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Nick, thank you for being here. And for everybody listening, the show notes and everything we talked about here will be linked on fitfluentialradio.com. And until next time, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.